Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Have you ever had a chance just to spend time with somebody that you knew was influential? You know, somebody that you just want to have a cup of coffee with and to hang with, because I know that in our conversation, I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be changed. Well, I have had the pleasure of interviewing many, many people over the years. And today I want to share with you an interview that I did with a very close friend of mine, Andrew Szabo. We've worked together for the last, 5 to 7 years on different projects. But our favorite project was a project that we called Positively Outrageous Service. And this was an interview where he and I talked about, I think, the secret sauce of not only a strong family, but a strong office, a strong team, a strong city, a strong farm. Sadly, Andrew passed away last spring, but I wanted to share with you a conversation that we think is the secret sauce for any strong family or strong team. So enjoy the next 15 minutes with Andrew Szabo's wisdom in our conversation about the secret sauce of being positively outrageous in a world that so desperately needs it. Things just have a tendency to get nuts in life, don't they?
Just a little bit.
You know, it's around the world, we're just going crazy. And so I know that we talk so much about being positively outrageous in the service of the people that we do business with and going out of our way to create an experience with people that say, yes, I want to connect with you in for, you know, goods and services. But I think at the heart of everything that we do is a thread that I just love the fact that we want to talk about that today, and that's love.
And it applies to everything that we do, all relationships. Yeah. And yeah. You hit the nail on the head. At the heart of it
is love. Yeah, absolutely, is absolutely love. Let me just paint the story for you guys. A couple of years ago, we had an event here in Dallas that, and I say event, it was a tragedy. It was a tremendously tragic event. There was a protest, and it was an organized protest downtown Dallas. Lots of people, oh my gosh, as you can imagine, in a big city. And there was just hundreds and hundreds, if not a couple thousand people in this march. And then shots rang out. Shots rang out. People scattered, terrified. I remember watching an interview with a gentleman who I ended up meeting, who was a young pastor, actually. And he was guarding his son that he brought to this protest. And he was guarding his son and was being interviewed, which I'll talk about in a minute. But shots rang out, and when the smoke cleared, 5 people were dead.
And they were all policemen.
And they were all police officers, yes. This young man who was angry, had taken a rifle on a parking lot and had started shooting at police officers and was eventually killed himself. 5 officers lost their lives that day, including that young man. And the reason why I bring that up, and you go, my gosh, it's a horrific story. Why would you say that? Is because of the reaction, and I did not have that uncommon of reaction. My reaction at first was horrified.
I was actually in London at the time, and I was horrified.
It got all the way to you.
I mean, the shots literally rang out around the world.
Around the world, absolutely. And I don't know about you, but my first reaction was to close in. Mm. I closed in. I called my entire family. It was right in my backyard.
Sure.
This was here in my city, and I started to just close up and to gather the family. And I remember having feelings of terror that this was it. The place was going nuts.
Okay. It's now hit Dallas, it's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world, yeah, because it's hit home and it's real to me. Hatred and violence and how do you respond and feeling the anger. And I remember a very specific response, which was to close up and to lock up and to make sure the family was here. I literally vowed never we can't talk to people anymore. You don't know. I remember that feeling of helplessness and closing in. Yes. And I was like that for a good while. I remember being very emotional as well. And then it clicked. It dawned on me. And the reason why this memory is coming up what I think is happening today is because I think we all have that reaction to secure our places, to cut off everything and to start to hunker down and protect your own.
You become defensive.
Very much. And I got all of a sudden it clicked. And I realized that they won, whoever they are, whatever evil is.
Evil.
You know, Satan won that day, Jack, because I literally was cutting off. And then I became very aware of the fact that that's exactly what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I got mad. I got angry. Oh, gosh, did I get angry. I was emotional angry. Have you ever been that emotional angry?
Yeah.
Where you're just ready to... I was... And I went to the airwaves. And I made a video. In fact, it's on the airwaves. Look up Love Louder. And it was about loving louder. And which was really interesting. That young man that I saw on being interviewed that day, he actually ended up using the same verbiage, which was, you know, people were asking him, what do we do? And the reason why I think his interview stood out among all the other people that they interviewed was his response to the violence was, pay attention to what's going on. And how do we respond? And his words were actually the same words I was using, which was, we need to love louder. We need to love louder than the gunshots. We need to love louder than the terror, than the noise.
And love triumphs of everything.
It triumphs everything. Absolutely
everything.
Yes. And it's a power. It's a power to change.
Yes.
If there was ever an opportunity to change anything, love is the engine. Love is the approach. Love is everything.
Love can change families. Love can change cultures. Love can change people, individuals.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Yeah. And I said, you know, Andrew, let's talk about this. And you were right on board with it because it really comes down to how. How do you love louder? And that's, I think with all the things that are happening in countries around the world, there's so much anger and animosity and challenge that we're going to be facing as a society. And you know what? It's never been any different. This is just our time.
Right.
It's our time. So how do we respond? How do we respond to our culture? How do we respond to the things that we're facing? How do we respond to our families when things get challenging?
Love louder. And that takes, I think, selflessness.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and we can do it in our neighborhoods. You know, it's so sad that there's so many people. I mean, I look at my wife and I, we have a rich tapestry of relationships. And we have influence with those relationships, whether it's our neighbors, in the businesses that we work with and so forth. And that influence we need to be using in a positive way to love louder. And it does take a certain level of selflessness. And you've got to pay attention. You hit that. You said that early on. You know, I think of just two quick examples. And my wife, Melissa, she is amazing at remembering people's birthdays. And, like, she will go out every month and buy a whole stack of business cards. We should have stock in Hallmark, I think, because we have so many birthday cards. And she sends out personal birthday cards to people, and it means so much to people because people are getting less and less actual cards that are handwritten, and that takes thought. And but that's another way to love louder.
Yeah. You said a powerful word. You said you have a tapestry of relationships, and that's the power word is relationships. It's not just acquaintances where we have an opportunity to be positively outrageous in our interactions, but it's also the creation of relationships.
Right. The tapestry. If you think about it, all those threads. Are interwoven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality is our society, we actually have interwoven relationships. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those relationships aren't touching. They're frayed.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be intentional to I'm using the word in two different ways. Sowing into people's lives, but by sowing those relationships together, now we care for each other. Mm-hmm. And when something happens down in our street, then we're paying attention. We're looking out for each other. You know, I think of another example about being, you know, we had a neighbor a number of years ago. They lived by us for 10 years. Talk about being selfless.
Mm-hmm.
He had a truck. Now, not everybody in this neighborhood had a truck. And most of the neighbors didn't have his neighbors.
This
didn't
is
have
your
a
neighbor.
Truck.
Your neighbor
this
had
is
a truck.
Our direct neighbor,
mm-hmm.
Art Phillips. And he left the keys in his truck because that truck was the neighborhood truck. For the neighbors around him.
Wow.
If you needed, like we needed to get mulch or something, he said, I would always go and ask him, he said, don't ask me. You know the truck is there. It's there for you to use. Maybe put some gas in it, but the key's already in the truck. Go take it.
Wow.
Yes.
But
think of that, that does to the neighbors. We're watching out for each other, and it creates a much deeper bond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Art Phillips, love louder, but both he and his wife, Janine, they were delightful. In fact, our children would just go and play in their garden. You know, they were a little older than us, and it was okay. We knew it was safe for them to wander into the other garden and play.
Yeah. You know, that I think that's at the heart of Positively Outrageous Service has. I know when T. Scott Gross wrote the book, his first intention that he talks about all the time when he goes, I wanted to write a book on love.
Yes.
Love in the business place. I love the intentionality of going out of your way to know that we have connection. We have connection with people. Our job is to notice the people in front of us, whether we live with them, whether they're related to us, whether we work with them, whether we live by them, but to see people. I am not king of everything, but I am connected to these people.
Yes.
And so I'll go out of my way to be intentional. You know, and that's really what this show is all about today, is how are you loving louder? You know, how are you going out of your way to have influence on those around you in a very positive way because our world needs it?
Yes.
You know, I can't change things that are happening in other countries, but I can influence what's happening in my house, and I can influence what's happening in my neighborhood. I can influence my office to where people love coming to work mainly because I'm there.
Right.
Because the experience is different.
And the customers will want to come there because they know they're going to be loved.
Absolutely.
And for some people, it's so sad that there is a lack of love in this world. Mm. There's a lot of darkness. And for some people, maybe that is their one ray of light, is coming in to your establishment, to your organization. Mm-hmm. That may be their ray of light today. Love them.
It brings up the idea that, you know, you said there's a lot of darkness in the world. And, you know, there's what's interesting is there's no such thing as darkness.
No.
Darkness is not
is
a thing.
It's the absence of light.
It's the absence of light. So
and
what's
what
the
is
response?
Light? The best light is love.
Yeah, absolutely. So what that means is we need to be louder. We need to be brighter. We need to, if there is no such thing as darkness, it is the absence of. So in our society right now, there is a call to being louder. One of the favorite things I did in our neighborhood, we started actually in that time, was we did a thing called Champagne Fridays, where just because it was Friday, we were gathering. And I have four children that are spread out. Everybody comes home. The neighborhood would come over. We invite people from our social places, our churches, our bowling. My family's in bowling and baseball. And it was just open. And they knew that Friday nights at the Hoffman's was a place to be. And you could bring, you know, BY everything.
Yes.
So there was no agenda. It's Friday. And
it's like our cigar group, too.
You do that, too, which I love that about you, is that you started the group about with your cigar buddies. It was just an excuse to get together as men.
No agenda to get together and love on each other and listen to each other and be that ray of light.
There is so much going around us that we need to be aware of. Do you know your neighbors? Do you know your neighbors' names? Mm. Do you know the people you work with?
Yeah, do you know what's going on in their life? Yeah. And I think that's part of asking questions. We need to do another episode about nothing but asking questions. Mm. Because it's questions that reveal ourselves. But it starts off, I think, but also we need to be vulnerable first. You can't expect somebody else to be vulnerable. So I think that's a key action point. If you want to love louder, be willing to be vulnerable. Mm. And then people will open up. And then when they're opened up, they're in a position to receive that love.
Last night we went to an event in my daughter was driving, and there was a couple of us in the car, and we're all trying to, I mean, my daughter paid for the tickets. She's got us in there, so we all got our tickets. We're trying to pay her back, and there was a person that we brought from our community with us, and she was saying, you know, how much do I owe you? How much do I owe you? And my daughter was going, I got it. Don't worry about it. She goes, well, let me pay for something. Let me pay for something. I got it. And my daughter was trying to love on her, and I leaned over to my daughter, and I said, stop taking away her blessing.
Yeah.
She's trying to be a part of this. Take her $20 for the love of Pete, you know?
She wants to love you too.
Yeah, she wants to love on you too. She wants to love on you too. So I love
that. Which actually brings up another principle is when you start loving, then people start loving back.
That's it, Jack.
It's infectious.
It's a very infectious.
Because we say positively outrageous service is infectious. Yeah. Loving louder is very infectious.
And that's how we get loud, and that's how we get bright. It's not that we are responsible for the loudness of love. We are not responsible for the brightness in this world. We are responsible for our peace. And as people join, because it is infectious, that's when it gets loud. That's when it gets bright. So at the core of everything, what is your intention? And we're going to give you a challenge this week, and that is to love louder. Be brighter in your approach towards the people that are around you, towards your family. Go out of your way to say things and do things that have influence on those around you that help them just be glad that they ran into you.
Yes.
You know, it's not harder than that.
And everybody has spheres of influence. There's multiple spheres of influence. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the family. Yes, mm-hmm. we need to pay attention to that.
Especially.
There's our customers, but also the people that we work with. How about your colleagues, the person in the next cubicle, your suppliers? How about loving on your boss?
Mm.
Let's love our neighbors.
Love notes.
Love notes.
Yeah. Love notes. Get into your neighborhood. Get into your family. Get into your coworkers. But definitely love louder.
Louder. Because that is positively outrageous.
Our thanks to Michael Hoffman of Igniting Performance for today's message on the PDP Weekly Podcast. For more on Michael, head to his website at ignitingperformance.com. And for archive podcasts and more on the professional dairy producers, head to pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.